Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Will Jacob Zuma be able to avoid jail? Will the Pietermaritzburg court be able to overrule the 15 months term of imprisonment? Sandile Swana, political analyst, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Will Jacob Zuma be able to avoid this 15 months sentence? I feel like we're living on a roller coaster.
Okay. For him to avoid the 15-month sentence, the sentence would have to be rescinded or reduced by the Constitutional Court, which has applied that must be done on the 12th. Now, the Constitutional Court would have to determine whether there was an error or an omission in them making the decision that they made. And right. That is that. So I wouldn't be able to predict, but the facility, they've given him a chance. They've agreed to enter into a discussion with him, which means that they see a chance of, after reasonable persuasion, that they might make a different decision. Fueling that is the fact that in the first place, they were not unanimous. The Constitutional Court was not unanimous in making the decision that they made. So which means that in actual fact, another set of judges could actually come to a different conclusion on the same fact. Plus, also, they themselves might come to a different set of different conclusions in the face of the presentation that might be made by the legal team of Jacob Zuma. So we cannot say it will happen, but it can happen.
How is it that a lower court gets to preside on these issues and that it didn't go back to the Constitutional Court?
Let's not... we need to make a distinction because there are two different court cases.
Okay.
There's one that has not yet been heard, which is on the 12th.
Mm.
So the issue in the Pietermaritzburg court, which we're listening to yesterday,
right,
does not go to the content of the sentence and so on. It just says the request that was being made to the court was that, can you please wait until the main case is heard by the Constitutional Court? Can you ask the police to hold back?
Okay, so it doesn't go to
right?
the substance of the case.
No,
it's more about the procedure.
The
right, I'm with
and
you.
And the strength of that case is the fact that in any event, the Constitutional Court itself has already agreed to hear the matter, number one. The second strength is that all the state agencies that were interested, that were instructed by the Constitutional Court to effect the arrest and custody, in other words, committal of Jacob Zuma, putting him in the Westville prison, wherever it may be, all of them have not opposed this request by the lawyers of Jacob Zuma to the Pietermaritzburg High Court, the KZN High Court. It's in Pietermaritzburg in this case. So that is where that is coming from. So these are two different matters. So the judge in Pietermaritzburg does not need to make any finding about whether the sentence was appropriate or not. What he has to determine is whether, in the interest of justice, Zuma can stay out of jail until his matter is heard and decided on.
Right. Okay. That's brilliant clarity, because it's very, very difficult to try and work out which court has the jurisdiction over which areas. The other thing that I wanted to ask you is the comments around from Mpofu saying that if he's arrested, there's a potential Marikana situation. Is that a veiled threat? How are we expected to interpret that?
I wouldn't call it a failed threat. I wouldn't even call it a failed threat. It's just as plain, it's open.
Threat.
It's the opposite of failed. It's actually a clear indication of what is going to happen. So what I would then say is that when Zuma made his address, I think it was on Sunday early evening, he did thank the people who were at his homestead in Kandla, did thank those people and said, can you imagine if you were not here, that I would be out here in the courtyard of this house, wrestling with the police, But now that you are here, can you imagine how long it will take them to wrestle with you until they get to me? So, which means that Zuma and the people who were there at Nkandlani, I suppose some are remaining there, have got the idea that before you get to Zuma, you must first go through them by whatever means you will use. So that's why I'm saying it's not a failed threat.
It's pretty much
It's clear, it's plain what is going to happen. And we know people in that region, generally speaking, the culture there is that you don't make failed threats, you don't make idle threats, you deliver.
Right. The problem, of course, is this was made in court. So that also brings a very different element of concern to the conversation, I imagine.
The statement was made very deliberately in court, so that if anything happens, if there's loss of life, those who are involved, starting with the Constitutional Court right down to this one, the Commission, who have been insisting that this course of action be taken, including a president who was in many ways implicated in the massacre at Marikana, and a president who has deployed police during COVID-19, and in the process of that deployment of those police, within, I think, a space of 2 months, they were already, from 26 March to the 10th of June, there were already about 588 cases against the police of abuse of police force. So when there were riots and student protests at WITS recently, WITS University in Johannesburg, somebody was shot dead with a rubber bullet. So it's good for the lawyer in court to warn everybody who's advocating for a violent arrest of Zuma to know that the consequences are clear what they are. We are not confused of what is going to happen. Therefore, if you insist it must be done, the lawsuits that will come from the widows and whoever else is going to lose a husband or whatever they are going to lose there on both sides, then those court cases will be directed to the one who didn't want to hear the clear word.
Yeah, it's just quite incredible. The one, I think, perhaps positive thing about how this has evolved is that we now have very little doubt as to which side of the Nkandla fence members of the ANC are standing. So we're seeing where their loyalty lies, and that is perhaps useful for later on when this settles, and it will.
I think you would need to explain that, because the ANC in KZN has got a representation in Nkandla. They are in favor of Jacob Zuma himself and what he stands for. In the NEC of the African National Congress, there were those who were calling for a task team to be formed to deal with the case of Jacob Zuma. And they were defeated. And this task team have a history, because when Kgalema Motlanthe was a Secretary General of the African National Congress in the period around 2005 to 2009, around the time, those times, in the build-up, and obviously there was a change between Kgalema and Gode Mantashe in between. But what Kgalema did was that he set up two task teams to help Zuma fight the rape case and to help Zuma fight the arms deal case. And part of the outcome of that was the closure of the Scorpions and the firing of the National Director of Public Prosecution and the long-term collapse of the security cluster, the national intelligence, the police, the Hawks. The Scorpions were actually closed, and we never had stability in terms of who becomes the chief prosecutor in South Africa. It was never stable ever since.
Right.
So when people talk about forming a task team, it's a storming team that would storm the judiciary and storm the justice system and break it apart so that Zuma can come loose.
Absolutely, absolutely frightening. How do you think, I mean, I know no one will know, but how do you think this is, before I let you go, we've really got about 30 seconds, how do you think this is all going to end?
I think this is going to end well. I think that Begicele is the man who is going to save the day, because I think he is very blessed He's got a commissioner of police who's Zulu, who understands the Zulu mentality, the Zulu culture. He literally understands both the Zulu culture and the ANC and Jacob Zuma himself. So he can plan very well how this game is going to be played.
That is where we'd leave it.